are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm still swine flu free. How about you?
Hey, check the box for me, too. Although I'm pretty sure that within a couple of weeks, someone will accuse Sonia Sotomayor of having the swine flu.
There'll be a lipstick on a pig comment, and it'll go downhill from there.
Oh,
right?
Man. That might be the kindest way this could go down. Who knows?
Oh, man.
Supreme Court fights are always the nastiest.
I mean, I heard Joe Biden, you know, says, I'm going to speak in her defense, and Sotomayor is saying, no, please don't, please don't. Joe Biden, just keep quiet on me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Joe Biden even going after his own boss in a joking way this week. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He was giving the commencement speech at the Air Force Academy, and it was an outdoor ceremony, and the wind blew over his teleprompter, and he says, what am I going to tell the president now that the teleprompter's broken? What's he going to do?
Like Joe is good at winging it, right?
I think Joe's going to have the graveyard shift pretty soon. He's going to be emptying trash cans in the West Wing before this month is over.
Oh, well, just to show that we're always a week behind the news in the Capitol Steps, last week we talked about the whole controversy of what Nancy Pelosi knew and when she knew it.
Sure.
So you kind of inspired me to come up with something. We tested this last Saturday, and it's got Dick Cheney and Nancy Pelosi in a rarely seen duet.
Oh, man, this is special. Here.
And Dick Cheney somehow sounds suspiciously like Wilford Brimley. I don't know why that is. I think that's the only, voice that our guy had. So we're going to go with that.
Here we go.
Wait a second. Wait. Miss Pelosi, can I have a minute of your time, please?
Huh? Why, Mr. Cheney, what are you doing here?
And as you probably realize, I have made more appearances in the past 2 weeks than I made during my entire 8 years in office. See, this debate over how harshly we should question terror suspects has caused me to venture forth, even during daylight hours. You see, now liberals, they need to understand that the enemy could have intelligence that we need in the war on terror, because when it comes to terrorism, we can't have enough intelligence. That's why I'm insisting we keep these interrogation methods, or as I like to call them, patriotic persuasion.
I don't know anything about interrogation techniques or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the intelligence committee, but I didn't have any intelligence.
She's like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing! All right, then. Here's a question, Miss Pelosi. Madam Speaker, tell us, please, although the facts we are still sorting, many sources are reporting that you knew of waterboarding, but you say you have no clue, so won't you please repeat your statement? We just want to know what's true, and the CIA's insisting that you knew.
Question, Mr. Cheney, throughout your second term, were you hiding in the basement where you started to collect toads that you hooked to large electrodes? Because the nation knew that you said Iraq caused 9/11 and the war would soon be through. Let's sing Lie, Lie, Lie if we think that Dick lied too.
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Aren't we both ma and apple pie? That's a lie, lie, lie.
Oh, Elena, that is a special duet right there.
Yeah, you don't rarely, I mean, it's like Peaches and Herb. You rarely see them together anymore.
Well, nice job channeling Nancy Pelosi there, by the way.
Well, it's just easy. You freeze your forehead, and you kind of do the blinking thing.
Right.
Right. And then you just kind of like, you don't move at all after that.
And see, folks, you have to come see it live. In addition to the great voice impression that Elena does of Nancy Pelosi, you got to see the visual as well. Elena, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, the star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can pick up their brand new CD, Obama Mia. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time for Dateline Washington.